Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flanagan. It's a new night. It's a new time. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is your announcer, Chuck Flanagan. It's a new night. It's a new time. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast on Wednesday night. Listen to us while your parents bunk in the next room. Here are your hosts, Rob, Noah, 3D, and Steve.
Oh, yeah. How? Let that play a little longer. New night, new time, same terrible jokes.
New music.
Yeah, new intro. It's like a whole new show. It's like a season premiere. The second season of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
I want to hear that theme again. Can you play that again? Hit me.
No.
You gotta wait till next week to hear it.
Or hour two. Hour to lead off hour two, perhaps?
I demand to hear that right now.
No.
I refuse.
I refuse. We want to keep the people waiting.
We don't want the kids to get burned out on the theme too soon.
Okay, that's right.
We want it to stay fresh. 14-year-old vagina. Right for the plucking. Remember when your vagina was 14 years old, Noah?
No, I don't. Oh, no. We have a great show today. We have a stacked lineup of stuff.
Stacked like Noah.
Hopefully a little more stacked than Noah.
Hopefully. But wait a minute.
That's not necessarily
very nice.
You're thin. You're not curvaceous particularly. You've got... For your frame, you've got a pretty good rack, but it's not huge.
Stop looking at my rack.
I'm not looking. I've got that shit dedicated to memory.
It burned in.
Yeah, I don't need to look.
Great.
There's already tension in the second season of the Metal Injection podcast.
I speak from the heart, yo. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, you know?
It reminds me of something that happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to start?
Wait, before we get to things that remind you of other things, I just want to announce that we have a big show. Later on in the show, Travis from Cattle Decapitation, the vocalist, will be joining us for the second edition of Death or No Death, the game show where you have to decide if the band names are real or fake. It's going to be great. It better be great, Darren.
Did we actually win something this time?
You win Darren's love?
Can I ask a question?
I already have Darren's love.
Is this guy from this band, is he related to Travis Barker?
No. What are they, related by first name?
Yeah.
Well, I guess in that sense, they are related.
Okay, well, thank you.
Right.
I'm going to ask him how he feels about being related to such a douche.
Great. Already off to a good start. But, that, and then, you know, like, a lot of cool stuff. And we have a new song for Between the Barren and Me that we're going to play that I kind of... grabbed illegally from the Victory player, but they don't really know that. Well, I mean, they just left it there for the taking. I mean, anybody with an advanced knowledge of computers can just rip that MP3 off their shitty player.
We're promoting them.
Yeah, I mean, we are promoting Between the Barren and Me here, you know, and if you want to listen to it now and you don't want to wait for us to play it, you could just go to victorymetal.com and they'll ask you to sign up for their newsletter. But we won't ask you to do that. We'll just play the song because it's awesome.
That was Rob at like age 8, you know. What if they were asking to start a nuclear war. They left the codes up. Anyone with an advanced knowledge of...
He was in that movie with Matthew Broderick.
He was in War Games.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And, of course, we have a live chat going. You could, if you're listening to this live, just scroll down a few notches or pixels or whatever, and you'll see a chat room with 37 other douchebags.
That's absurd. That is absurd.
Why do you have to call all of them douchebags?
I say that out of love. I'm sorry. 37 junkies. That's the term of endearment.
Okay.
37 virgins? Isn't that what the terrorists are promised?
Isn't that how many people the chicken clerks blew? 37?
Chicken clerks?
Yeah. The lady in clerks.
Oh.
Wasn't that the number of dudes she gave BJ's?
37. And then the guy starts walking into the parking lot and he's like, hey, wait.
Maybe all the guys in the chat room
who can blow each other?
Yeah, you know.
Guys! Start a circle jerk.
Yeah.
With the cookie.
Also, we have a phone number. You could be a part of the live cast and help us not talk for a few seconds because we all just love hearing our own voices. But we want to hear your voice, too. Give us a shout. 646-929-1357. Now, Darren, you can go.
Okay. So, Rob and I and Frank went to an Axel for Metal Sucks. Went to a comedy show yesterday. I went to see David Cross. Did you tell Sid this, by the way?
No, I haven't.
So he's doing a bunch of old material. It's like basically stuff that everybody heard. It was still funny. He's funny no matter
what. Did he do the squiggles bit?
No, he didn't. I still didn't hear that. Keep telling me about the squiggles.
It's online. You could Google it or YouTube it.
After I watch The Sandlot, I'll do that. So Sid's been trying to get me to watch The Sandlot for like a year and a half, and I haven't watched it yet. So we're watching him. He does a stand-up, whatever, and he does a bunch of these Jew jokes. Like, he does a bunch of Orthodox Jews are like, okay, the Orthodox Jews are trying to make the ugliest race in the universe, and
he's not a fan of them.
He does like 3 minutes on that, and then he looks at his sheets and he goes, I know all that material already. I'm not gonna do all these jokes. I forgot the rest of them, whatever. So this drunk bitch yells out like, Dylan!
No, she said it kind of sexy. She said, do it! Say it sexually.
So he's like, he just stops and starts cracking up. And then he says, I just hope you know I'm going to have a snapshot of you saying do it and carry it around with me for the rest of my life. So he continues doing the show, whatever. The show ends. We leave. And Frank and I and Rob are walking down like 34th Street or whatever. And this lady comes up to us and says, hey, did you go to the David Cross show?
No.
So me being the dumb asshole, I go over to her and answer her. I'm like, yeah, we were there. What's up? You know? Oh, good. Okay. Was he making fun of me? I said, well, who are you? She goes, I was the one when he was doing the shoe shows. I said, do it.
Well, before we go any further, what did this lady look like?
She's like moderately attractive, but not
age range.
20s.
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
Conservative dress.
Yeah, nothing too revealing.
Okay.
But she's the best body.
She was not unattractive.
Rob, would I have humped her?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I needed to know.
She's not unattractive, but not hot.
But anyway.
My dick's hard either way. So let's go. Just knowing that there's another girl that exists that I would fuck, enough.
As opposed to the other 4.5 billion.
Well, I don't know specific stories about all of them.
Okay, so all right, let me indulge your penis.
can we make that a drop?
Guys, come on, let's move on with the show here.
So she says, "Was he making fun of me?" Because he said, "I said do it," and then he said something, and then I said, "No, he wasn't making fun of you. Actually, I think he was saying that when he goes home, he's going to think of you saying that and jerk off." And she goes, oh, so it was a compliment then.
Yeah, in a good way.
Okay.
You know how you think of 1,400 things to say after you leave talking to someone? Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, you know, oh, I could have jerked off on you too if it would have helped anything. Yeah.
Is she by herself?
Yeah, she was standing there in the corner by herself. I don't know if she was.
Is she a prostitute?
No, I don't think so.
How come nobody hit on her? She was drunk.
What do you mean? David Cross hit on her.
No, I mean like out of you guys.
She wasn't that hot to be hitting on her.
You could have been like, hey, we have a friend named Sid.
You know, I
totally have sex with you.
I really feel bad that I didn't do that. I apologize.
She could be a guest right now. Here.
She didn't weigh 270 pounds. So
was her name Ginger?
What? I didn't ask her. Oh.
that would be sort of hot.
Well, we have a caller on the Zach Beats hotline. Our first call of the night, 267. You are on the new Wednesday livecast. What is your name?
Is that me, man?
What is it?
Is this me? Am I on right now?
Yes, you are on.
What is
I'm
name?
A heavy metal. I'm a metalhead, man.
What would you like us to call you?
Metalhead number one.
All right, metalhead number one.
Are you Mexican, Juan?
Yes, I am. I'm just more of a rocker, you know, a Mexican rocker. You know, I like, you know, Cheech and Chong, weed, and but the reason I was calling is because, like, you guys said that you're going to have Trevor from the Black Dahlia murder on,
yeah.
But it
That's
seems like he's been, yeah, it seems like he's been replaced by a second-rate Trevor from the Black Dahlia murder. So I was wondering why.
I think he's a little confused.
He's trying to say that Pig Destroyer is a crappier version of Black Dahlia Murder.
Well,
is what
Pig
he's trying
Destroyer
to
is not going to be on the show. We're going to have Travis from Cattle Decapitation.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was some animal-themed name.
No,
my bad. Trevor.
Wait a minute. Who's this guy? Who's this guy that thinks Pig Destroyer is going to be on? Who am I talking to?
I'm just as confused as you are, man. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm a rocker, you know?
Dude, I don't think that's
what happened was that we were supposed to have Trevor on. But what happened was they're going on tour, and he couldn't make it because they were leaving tonight as opposed to tomorrow morning. But let me ask you a question, Metalhead number one. Are you a fan of A Life Once Lost? Because I hate that band. I think that band is full of douchebags, especially
yeah.
That guitarist Snake. Who is he thinking he is calling himself Snake? Right?
And he talks shit about the Mets all the time. What's up with that?
Can you agree with me, Metalhead number one? Is that the truth or what? That guy Snake, what's he trying to do?
I don't know. He's just trying to stir up shit.
What is he, in prison on The Simpsons? You can relate with me, right, Metalhead number one?
Number one, bro.
Oh, number one. I know who this is. This is that Snake I was just talking about. Why would you think it was,
if you knew it was him? That's just fucked up. Oh, you said that. You know that it's him listening, and you still say bad things about him, like almost to his face.
Yeah, said you don't ever say bad things about people you know.
Only behind their back.
You only said a bunch of bad shit about Snake behind his back. Yeah, you didn't even say it to his
when.
Who is this?
Anything shitty to him at the show?
Who's this guy
him?
With the Who's this guy with the girl's voice I'm talking to?
That's it. He was the one that came with me to your show.
You
Snake's
the Snake. You sound sweet, baby.
Thank you. I'll take it.
You want a video chat?
Do you still have that handlebar mustache?
It's a little bit longer right now.
I'll take it.
It shows how fucking cool I am that I'm calling into your show.
I mean, really?
He couldn't even get through that sentence without laughing.
So what's up with that? How come you got like a fake ass Trevor on the show tonight?
Well, Jesus. I don't think he's fake at all. I think Travis from Cattle Decapitation is a nice guy who's nice enough to fill in.
What is he, a vegetarian or some shit I read?
Aren't we all? Aren't
we
all vegetarians?
I am strictly a vegetarian.
No, are you a vegetarian?
Yes.
A woman. Wait, you don't like
Is that
coffee?
A girl?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
up,
we know
dude?
Girls.
They force me to be here every week. I tried not to come, but they always
she tries not
lure
to come,
me here.
But she can't help herself.
What's your name, girl?
Girl.
Yeah, what's up?
Her name is Girl Number One.
Wow, hey, let's let him match.
Number
quiet.
One is my last name, but you can just call me Girl.
All right, girl.
All right,
my
boy.
Juan. Number one.
All right, I like that name.
I think she wants you, dude.
Are you going to rob a bank for me and shower me
what?
With money? Are you going to rob a bank and shower me with money?
Nah. I'm going to write like a sick Amur style record and make some money, and then I'll shower it with you.
Wow, this guy really knows how to sweet talk a lady.
Dude, she's now fanning herself on the floor with her legs spread wide open.
Have you ever met Alex Skolnick? Because if you have any Alex Skolnick stories, Noah is all yours.
Demure, yes. Oh.
Yo, I need to have some beef with someone so I can have a bitch fight.
You have any records at home?
Can you guys set up a bitch fight for me? She's kind of on my level of, like, coolness. Don't send anyone whack.
Okay.
Eric Estrada.
I'm saying a heavy metal guitar player.
Oh.
Don't say that.
Looks like a Creed.
Don't say that.
Creed
from Monty.
There you go.
Don't insult our guest.
What's the point?
He says who's a guitarist, a heavy metal guitarist that's equally cool with him.
Right.
Michael Ammett.
Who?
Mark Enemy and Carcass.
Who is that?
What?
You're above Carcass and Arch Enemy State.
Please,
what about,
don't offend our guest with Carcass.
What about like Nugent or some shit?
You're cooler than the douche. I mean, the guy's a douchebag. I don't want to hang out with the douche.
He was cool before he became a right-wing nut, gun nut.
Hey, Nick, what do you think of Cynic? Are you a fan of Cynic?
Who?
Paul Cynic?
Cynic? Sounds like some technical shit.
Exactly.
I know a Facebook group you should join. You're a barb Cynic.
Very good.
They're too old, man. I would fucking get crazy, you know.
What are you listening to right now? What's some stuff you're jamming to?
Well, I was just listening to Pandora, man. You ever heard of that?
The website Pandora.
Do they have a band now?
Oh, I thought it was a band.
They're very eclectic sound in that band.
Yeah, I was listening to
because that's an old girl. The Raj Rock band. Is that what you
what
mean?
What is Pandora?
The Pandoras.
They sound hot.
Yeah, they were. It was the chick from the Muffs.
I like that.
A rock punk band called the Muffs with a female lead singer. You've heard them. You don't know it, but you've heard them. They were on a
and you guys got knowledge on the show now.
I'm right.
Back.
Is that why you brought this guy in? Because he actually knows.
Yeah, to annoy us. He's the annoying.
No. I'm the cred.
Yeah,
I bring cred.
So, hey, what's going on with A Life Once Lost? You guys like writing stuff? People want to know. America wants
yeah,
to
yeah.
know.
But we're writing, man, and we're recording right now. So we're unsigned. So we're just kind of like chilling out, partying, and trying to record a sick record. It just takes a little while, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the sickness doesn't
well, you know,
night,
like,
right?
After this shit comes out, like, you know, dudes are going to have to get day jobs, like metalheads, you know?
Oh, because they're just going to have to quit.
They're just going to have to fucking quit, dude.
What job would you get if like, you weren't a musician?
I'm sure you
I have a job, dude, but I won't disclose that job. Because I have to work right now.
Oh, shit. Sorry. You're playing hooky to call in the live cast? Is that what I'm hearing? You called them tickets. You're like, no, I got to call in the live cast tonight.
Well, I only work 15 hours a week.
Oh.
So you're like a rock star. 15 hours, that ain't shit. Steven Tyler works 15 hours.
Is that counting the community service?
Well, that's free work. That's not paid.
He's going to work now to run a midnight basketball game.
Yikes.
Do you work at Walmart?
No. I'm a referee.
Oh, a referee.
Yeah.
Mud wrestling referee?
That would be awesome.
Guess musician side job game, warming up for the game later.
Somebody in the chat room states that they use A Life Once Lost CDs as a coaster.
Oh.
How do you feel about your CDs making fantastic living room.
The motherfucker still had to buy that shit, didn't he?
You got your beef. Here it is.
Yeah, I got your money in my pocket.
Nice. There you go. Everybody wins.
I'm glad you paid $15 for that beer coaster. Actually, it's probably not even beer because you're probably like 16.
Maybe he probably wants to get the most out of that CD. Why are you looking at it?
Yeah.
Just
saying.
He saved that. Yeah. He's smart.
Yeah.
What's he drinking, some Bosco out of there, or Nestle Quick, or what?
You got you, whoever fucking said that.
That's right, dog. I'm looking at this message board. Where's that at, anyway?
if you click through to the page and it's, you scroll down, it's on there.
And he says he's 32, the guy.
But he meant, he also meant to call you bitch, but he spelled it wrong.
this is
he calls you a bitco.
He's 32, and he's listening. Wow, you guys made it, man.
Yeah, we got the over 30 demographic locked the fuck up.
He doesn't
up.
Listen to your band anymore. He only listens to Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger?
Folk. Yes, not even Bob Seeger. He listens to acoustic.
Listen, you won't have Seeger. You won't have to worry about this guy in a few years because the death panels are coming.
Yeah, 32. What's the cutoff? Like 36?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about, man. Yo, I'm out. I'm out, dude. I got ladies waiting for me, man.
Do you have anything to plug for our 15?
No, I was just calling because I'm chilling, man. You guys, good luck tonight, all right? Keep
you
it safe.
You brought up the credibility of the show.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Giving us a call. Don't forget to punch back in when you hang up.
All right, girl. I'll talk to you later, man.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, we should play a little Life of Sloth.
Sure, why not?
Not right away,
not
though,
right away,
then
no,
it seems like it's payola or something.
Hey, he didn't pay me. That was totally
Let's play one other band first, and then...
Wait, no, play it now. That was long enough.
Lovely.
I think that's funny.
We get unsolicited celebrity guests.
Yeah, maybe we should just try that from now on.
Yeah,
any other people in bands or otherwise famous listening, give us a call.
Every guy you try to get agrees and then bails.
Even if you're not famous, but you want to pretend to be somebody famous, just give us a call. We don't know.
Yeah,
Bruce Willis? Are you listening, Bruce? Want to talk about your new movie? Give us a call. Tell us what
no,
it's
don't
like.
Talk about that, please.
Hey, man, it's Bruce Willis. He can do what he wants.
But it's such a Blade Runner ripoff.
How many people alive today seen shitty movies have seen Blade Runner? It's not
know.
The target demo for that shitty movie that Bruce Willis is in.
But Bruce Willis is in it. He's 62 years old.
It's a paycheck.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Really, 62 years old?
I don't know. I guess, but I mean, I don't know that. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be in movies. I'm saying if they're going to target it for 18-year-olds, why put Bruce Willis in it?
Because he's still famous.
He's not that famous. How many people who are?
Oh, everybody knows Bruce Willis.
Come on.
I'm sure he has a good agent.
No, I mean, he's the guy from Die Hard. He's the guy from The Sixth Sense.
Dude, what's
the
last, one that he's, last movie that he's done?
Die Hard 4.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, other than that.
Die Hard 3.
No, it's like the whole nine yards, I guess, with like that.
No, well, come on.
I never saw
he's
it.
Not, he's
it
not
did a, well, I think. I never saw
he's
it.
He's B-list now, I say.
No, I
no,
think
no, there's no way.
He's still A-list, but...
Dude, Planet Hollywood, hello?
I am a fan.
Boring.
I'm a fan of Bruce Willis, but I'm saying I don't think he's A-list anymore.
I think he still is.
Sorry, we'll talk about Jazz Theory now. I don't want to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, Bruce Willis did that one song, remember? Like in the mid-80s?
He had a whole album.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What was the name of that one song he had, though? I know Lonnie had, like, the vinyl of it.
What kind of music did he play?
It was, like, blues kind of...
Oh,
like,
now you're interesting her.
Yeah. He just sang. I don't think he actually played...
He played harmonica.
The double neck Gibson... Tambourine.
No?
The Les Paul model double neck that Jimmy Page rocks.
Bruce Willis plays the guitar.
Under the Boardwalk, is that what it is?
No.
It's not
Be like, Yourself or something like that.
No.
Don't even, no. Don't even play that shit.
Why?
You gotta play the song that I'm talking about.
A minute ago, you loved
it's
this song.
It's a fucking classic.
Really? Nothing he sings
about. No, I know.
Wasn't he in the shitty Blues Brothers remake, too?
I don't think he was.
It's John Goodman and somebody.
And the Living Belushi.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, that guy's terrible.
Respect Yourself?
Yeah.
Madonna.
No, it's Express Yourself.
Here we go, yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Jesus.
Can we fast forward?
Here we go, come on.
It's Bruce Willis featuring Alex Coleman.
So like the plot of the music video, he's just a regular bar.
Which he was before he became an actor.
Oh.
Funky.
Alright, got enough.
So what is Bruce Willis' job in the band?
He's
the vocalist.
Oh, God.
It was in that era when, like, Eddie Murphy had a song. Like, anybody could have a song.
They don't do that.
thought Eddie Murphy was good.
What? Party all the time.
He can sing.
That was a catchy song, but really.
What about Boogie in Your Butt?
Put a pencil in your butt.
Yeah, we should have started wondering about him then. The song about just putting different objects up your ass.
And then he was caught with a tranny hook.
Yeah, yeah. He's into that.
And who isn't, let's be honest.
And little known fact, she was the one he got caught with was you interviewed her on a crank call.
I was the award winner.
Yeah.
Well, if you're good enough for Eddie Murphy, maybe I take everything back.
I think it was the Chinese egg roll woman there.
Oh, it was Yin Ro?
Yin Ro.
No, Yin Ro is all woman. We don't fuck with that. Yin Ro is the real deal. I think she lives around here.
Really? She had a brother who delivers his food and yes. It's too cold.
It's so cold today. Have you met my sister? She's very warm.
You fuck her with egg roll.
Oh.
Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. Let's see what else has been going on. Of course,
Patrick Swayze is
Patrick
dead.
Patrick Swayze died last night.
Very sad.
So wrong.
It's just very
sad. I mean, look, finally, right? Am I right?
No, you're not. Right. You're totally wrong.
It's sad. It's be sad.
Terrible human being.
What?
She's fucking tweeting while talking about Patrick Swayze.
I'm not tweeting. I'm reading other people's
tweets. You better be looking up Dirty Dancing quotes in memoriam of Patrick Swayze. Otherwise, I don't want to see you with that tweet-a-phone or whatever you call it.
Excuse me, I'm just trying to entertain myself while you guys discuss Bruce Willis, because I'm not interested.
Look, 90% of the show has to be about non-jazz theory things. We discussed this. I'm sorry.
We can talk about other things, but I mean, not Bruce Willis.
Oh, all right, pick
and his shitty music.
I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, great.
And hello, caller. You are on the Zach Beats hotline. Are you there, caller? What is your name or alias?
Hello?
Oh, my
Patrick.
Goodness.
All right.
Patrick Swayze, hello.
Wow, calling us. Where are you, Patrick?
Well, I'm packing up my things in limbo. I'm about to head off.
You're still in limbo? I thought you died already.
Well, you get a grace period of a couple of days to, get your shit together. Because, I've got all those old Tu Wong Fu DVDs and everything. Got to pack it all up and bring it with me.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, and then it's my final destination.
Hey, Patrick.
Wait,
you
weren't in that movie.
I was in part 3. It's yet to be released.
So what, do you actually need, things in heaven? Like, can't you just snap your fingers and have whatever you want?
Well, actually, that's the tough part. I'm actually not going to heaven. I'm going to hell.
What? Why?
Well, you ever seen my movie Black Dog?
Yes, I did.
No. Apparently, God is a big Meatloaf fan, and in that movie, I killed Meatloaf. God doesn't understand that's only fiction.
Well,
so that's my punishment.
I think God doesn't understand cinema?
He doesn't get it.
God put you in a corner, didn't he?
No.
That is not funny. I've heard that joke for the last 3 days. Everybody here in limbo keeps saying, you're going to be in the corner now. Hey, which corner are you going to be in, Patrick? You're dead now.
Actually, the one I saw was nobody puts Patrick Swayze in the coroner's.
Everybody knows the cause of death. Why would I have to be in the coroner's anyway? That makes no sense.
Let me ask you a question. P.S. Is that what they call you now? There are coroners in heaven?
Coroners or corners?
Corners. Someone said, you said in heaven, everyone's saying, what corner are you going
to
be in?
I'm not in heaven, I told you. I'm in limbo right now. Everybody in limbo was saying that to me.
Oh, so there are corners in limbo? I thought limbo was just, like, nothing.
They knew I was going to hell. There are corners in hell. That's where you hide from the beasts. The hell beasts.
Is there any heavy metal in hell?
Actually, it's a lot of Liberace music. That's about it.
Wow.
Lots of piano ballads.
You know, you finally cinched it for me. If God loves Meatloaf, I don't want to go to heaven.
Exactly. I mean, why else would he be so famous? It makes perfect sense when you think about it. How else did he get into the Fight Club? That was a great movie.
He was in there?
I tried out for that. I could have been Robert Paulson. I could have done a little dance number. A little roundhouse kick to Tyler Durden's face.
If anybody has any questions for Patrick Swayze before it's too late, give us a call, 646-929-1357, or if you're in the chat room, feel free to ask a question, and we'll ask Patrick. Patrick, do they have chat rooms in Limbo?
They do not. There is no Wi-Fi in Limbo.
That's upsetting.
I'm hoping in hell.
Wait, so how are you listening to our show this whole time?
It's not my thing about that. I call in. I'm listening.
Well, those other times.
Well, I would call in. I would never listen to. I don't care about your show. I get my 2 cents in, and then I'm gone.
Right, I forgot you have that, like, Patrick Swayze radar.
I heard a rumor. I just wanted to know if you can clear this up, that when you were on your deathbed, that Kanye West came in and said Farrah Fawcett had worse cancer than you.
He did, but, you know, it took her less time to die, so it's
right.
Probably true.
Wow.
I wasn't going to argue with Kanye.
How do you feel about Kanye West and the whole interrupting of Taylor Swift at the Video Music Awards?
Well, I mean, aside from the fact that I hate all black people.
Oh, whoa.
Little known Patrick Swayze fact. I am a bigot.
See, maybe, I forgive me, I'm not God and I don't know, but maybe that's why you're going to hell and not because of Meatloaf?
He only mentioned the Meatloaf thing. He kept talking after that. I started tuning him out at that point. I was like, what the fuck?
Now, you are from the South. Is that where this racism comes from?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
And I saw that that Fear of a Black Hat movie a couple times. I didn't like that movie.
Oh, yeah. So it's...
It's being from the South and just being a fan of good cinematography.
Oh, I see. All right.
That maybe, I also I've been trying to call Whoopi, you know, because I thought maybe just like in Ghost, like she can help me out right now. I could get one little last hump from Demi Moore.
Oh, you think?
It didn't work, though.
I actually saw on TV that Demi Moore made some kind of, like, sappy tribute to Patrick Swayze and released it, and, you know, so she actually invoked the Ghost movie and everything, like, talking to him as if he was the guy from Ghost.
Was she not wearing a bra and covered in clay?
I sure as hell hope so.
Meanwhile, when I was still alive, I never returned my phone calls.
Jeez.
Once in a while, what's that face, that guy, that teenager that she's with now, Ashton Kutcher.
She's with him still?
Yeah, he would pick up the phone sometimes, but he would do like a Mexican accent. I knew it was him. I knew it was you, Ashton.
She listening? She knew. Listen, the guy, Patrick Swayze, could potentially be dead within the next 20 years.
She didn't care.
And Kutcher is going to live, so she chose him.
I'm going to find out how to do things as a ghost, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to make him get impaled on a broken window.
You can hide in her vases now, in her house.
In her badges?
In her vases.
She has more than one badge. I only know about the one.
Vases? I don't know.
Do you mean the butthole?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She never let me get in the butthole, but she's like, what, 60 now? I don't know if I want that.
As far as...
It might be easier to get in now.
But, that ain't lube, that's doo-doo, baby.
You just pick off the scabs and let the pus run. It's very wet.
That was the name of my second LP.
Let the pus run?
That's right.
All right. Wait, I wanted to ask you one more thing. So in a pinch, I know you want to be more, but would you settle for a little Whoopi? I know you don't like black people.
No, that's terrible on many levels.
Really?
Maybe get Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I find her quite attractive. She doesn't like black people either.
Oh,
right. She's on The View. Well, come on, I know you watch The View.
Oh, the racist on The View?
Yes.
No, you guys should get along.
Yeah, found some common ground for you, Patrick.
I had Joy Behar that one time, but...
Patrick, is that Satan calling you? Is that Satan calling you? I am in the background.
Yeah, I think it is. I think I got to get going.
Here we go, Patrick.
He insists that I dress in my Tu Wong Fu outfit for him.
Oh.
And I'm not one to make waves.
Good luck with that, Patrick. Patrick Swayze giving us one final call. Thanks so much for that. And
so wait, is that it? Like, are we ever going to have Patrick again, do you think?
I guess I don't know.
Depends if Satan allows it.
Okay. Well, I guess the people in the chat room are happy that we might not ever again hear from Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, no one in the chat room is a Patrick Swayze fan. Everyone,
they're evil.
I want to kill myself and talk to the actual Swayze before I listen to this for one more minute for the review of the... Patrick Swayze. I mean, that was the actual Patrick Swayze. What the hell?
Yeah.
Death Charms.
Yeah.
All right. Should we go to a music break?
I think it's about time because we have something special in the freezer that we all need to consume.
What? Cocaine?
No. I've heard about this, but I don't know what it
is. Why would my boobs be in the freezer?
I don't know. You just got them.
Because they're so hot.
Sorry, I'm kind of reading the chat. But, yeah, we're going to go to a quick music break. And I think when we come back, we will have Travis on the line from Cattle Decapitation. So people in the chat room, come up with some questions or something. Don't be losers. And right now we're going to have the world premiere, unless you saw it a little earlier, of the new Between the Buried and Me song, Obfuscation.
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 What? Your father is stupid.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we are back. We're only a few minutes away from death
from what,
or
from what,
no
from
death.
What, from what?
Death or no death, I just told you.
Oh, my God.
Very excited.
It is pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited.
I'm very excited. Does anyone else have a lot of phlegm in their throat?
Not That's not phlegm, Noah.
So, Karen, why don't you explain what was happening during the break?
I was about to write it in the chat room. I'll just
fuck the chat.
Yeah. Sid brought a little digital camera.
Flip HD.
He's right. Making video.
We're going to have bonus outtakes, video outtakes of the live cast for you kids.
And he's pointing a camera at Noah, who's already completely self-conscious. And then he starts, I don't know if anyone knows what the kids in the hall is, but he does the head crusher
thing. But I did a titty twister.
Right. He like spreads his fingers a little bit apart, and then like from perspective, he starts pinching.
Yeah, in front of the camera.
Pinching her tit.
And I didn't like that.
And she starts covering up like a rape victim. Like he's actually
doing it.
Touching her.
I felt defiled.
Sid Shadow is going to rape you.
You guys are going to see this. You're going to love it.
You don't even want your shadow touching it.
Sid's mind is raping me. Like I know you have like the most perverted thoughts.
In my mind, it's willing. You're willing. You're a willing participant in my mind.
Really?
No, you should teach your mind jujitsu so you can kick his mind's ass.
It could be like the Matrix. We could just both plug in and I'll try to fuck you and you'll like, push me away.
She's got virtual mace.
How about I just chop you up like that college kid who killed him with a samurai sword?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
I'm just surprised that you imagined that I'd be willing. I thought you would enjoy rape more.
No, why?
No, you just seem,
I gotta
you
go
just
with
seem
Noah.
Like
a sexual predator like that?
I
no,
think,
no,
I
no,
think,
no.
I see where
I've been with many girls that are into like being treated like as if they were being raped, and I was never into doing that stuff.
See, I think Noah's right because she wants nothing to do with you, and you're always up her ass.
But it has nothing to do with the fact that she's resisting. It has to do with the fact that she's a good-looking girl.
Oh, okay. So
if she was into me, she'd be into me. If not, not. It doesn't change that she's a good-looking girl.
I know some people who...
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Now she wants you.
No.
Now he's not interested.
No.
She might let me give her a virtual titty twister now, though. She might be a little bit more...
Yeah, I might be a little bit more willing. Now that you've sweet-talked me...
Another decade of the live cast, and maybe we'll be hugging.
Well, when Noah's not hot anymore, that's when you can bang her. She's like 53.
When I'm desperate.
Yeah. You should get a DeLorean.
Maybe get in a car accident or something. Like, if you're wheelchair-bound, people might not like you as much anymore.
I'd still
like possible.
Well,
all right, we have a... Caller, quickly, before we do the Seth or No Death. Hello, 217, you're on the Zach Beats hotline.
What's on? What's up? I just got here. Where's Travis?
He's about to come on in a few minutes.
Where the fuck is Travis?
This is our show.
Who is this? What's your name?
Huh? Joe?
What's your name? Joe. Is that really your
name? Yeah, that's right, my name.
First-time listener?
No, every week.
Really?
Nice.
Okay.
Good.
How do you feel about the ones they change?
For about a month, I found you from Metal Injection. Or not Metal Injection, Metal Sucks, whatever.
Is this the Joe that was sexually assaulting Jenny last week?
Yeah. Are you a house cleaner? Slash cop?
No.
Never mind.
No.
But, yeah, I don't think you should have Travis on the show because he doesn't know about Jazz Fusion.
Well, see, if Noah was in charge of booking guests, that would be what would happen.
That would be the first thing on the question.
It should be a quiz.
It should be Paul Masvidal every week.
And do you have long
And beard? Alex Skolnick.
You were about to only refer to him by his first name.
I know.
And Alex.
Skolnick.
I feel like we're really close now. You have no idea who I am.
Are you long and lanky?
You think he has no idea who you are, but one day you're going to run into him at a show and you're going to be like, I heard what that shit said about me. My refrigerator isn't running.
You know, that's funny, but I don't think that's going to happen because how the fuck does he have a computer?
How does he have money to get into a show?
I have like a sixth degree of separation from Alex Skolnick because he went to the New School. Mm-hmm. Where he studied jazz theory and all that crap.
Bullshit.
And one of his instructors jams with my guitar teacher on Thursdays. So
you guys are related.
Maybe one day we can have a conversation in real life.
You can show off each other's great pubic hair.
Joe was so excited that he hung up.
See, once you start talking about that fucking jazz theory, that's when they all hang up.
So I got rid of one of our audience members.
He's the one that brought it up.
That's true.
He brought it up and then he fell asleep on his own.
It's right. Like Ambien.
Yeah.
It's like natural Ambien.
So what were we talking about before?
Didn't we have some voicemails?
Oh, that's right. A bunch of the people, the characters that call into our show.
Those characters.
Yeah.
They reacted to the move to Wednesday. Sorry, I had a brain fart right there. And they felt like calling us up and letting us know what they thought about the move. Let's get to the first one right now.
Oh, hello. This is your guitar god, Thor Schredstein. You know who this is. Yeah, just want to tell you I'm glad you guys finally took my advice and moved your crazy live case to Wednesdays, because as you know, Friday nights is typically when I get my Fanter shipments, and I hate having to choose between my Fanter and your shitty live case. So I'll be listening in to make sure you mention how big of a guitar god Thor is every week. And if you don't, Thor will be pissed. And if Thor is pissed, he's sending Antonella over. And if Antonella sent over...
Wow, Thor went over the limit of the voicemail allotment to just yelling at the live cast.
Very passionate.
His voice sounded a little bit different today.
Or maybe he was... Find Nicole, all the seasons changing, you know.
Yeah, or maybe it's just like his phone voice sounds different than his microphone voice.
It's true.
He doesn't have those 50,000 mics.
He doesn't have
no auto-tune.
The whooshes, the testicle mic.
Where's the other one? Can you try the other one?
Oh, yeah.
I'll play it later. You want to do one at a time?
I guess we could do one more. Patrick Swayze actually called in. This was before the death. And let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, this is Patrick Swayze. When I found out that the Metal Injection Labcast was moving to Wednesdays, I thought, man, I'm so excited I could just die. But then I fucking went and did it. Shit. I hope hell has Wi-Fi.
And we've learned since that hell does not have Wi-Fi. Or no.
He wasn't sure.
Limbo doesn't.
Yeah, Limbo didn't.
Right. Which makes me wonder how he listened to the show in the first place. But that's a story. That's for a whole different
I asked him, and he said he didn't. Don't you pay attention?
He just called in, said what he had to say, and then hung up.
He has that Patrick radar.
Anyway, we're going to be doing Death or No Death with Travis from Cattle Decapitation any minute now. And, Darren, why don't you just go over the rules of the game?
Well, we did this once before. What we're going to do is read a bunch of categories. One person at a time is going to pick a category. And then from that category, I'll read three or four bands. And very simply, one of those bands will be fake. And you have to tell me which one it is. And the person with the most points at the end of the game, the two people, will go on to the lightning round.
Ooh.
Where you mean rapid fire, death or no death.
Oh, I thought we get electrocuted in the lightning round.
Well, whoever loses gets electrocuted.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Whoever wins gets a Sid invisible titty twister.
What if I win?
Do it to yourself, motherfucker.
Again.
We're trying to get our guest on the line.
All right. He actually, just as you say that, he's calling in. Travis, are you there?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, there he is, on the line, Travis from Cattle Decapitation. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
No problem. I'm no Trevor, but hey, I'll try.
There's two letters of this name, so it's close enough.
Obviously, you're way cool.
I have many old people mistakenly calling me Trevor all the time, so I guess that'll work.
Now, Before we came on the air, we spoke a little, and you mentioned that you listened to the first Death or No Death. You had a little story about that, right?
Yeah, I just checked it out. It's pretty good. I think I would have beat everybody at that, I believe.
Which is that good.
So I'll try to bring that to the table. Oh yeah, and you guys mentioned my old band name, Anal Flatulence, in there. I thought that was pretty cool. I actually exclaimed in glee by myself sitting here on my couch. So
you were all giddy.
Yeah.
All right, well, since you've heard the game, you know the rules. And, Darren, are we ready?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
We kind of need our Deal or No Deal music to make this more official, though.
Oh,
you can just say ABC.
Okay.
We don't need to.
I'm kind of intimidated though, because we have like a professional person,
but we did last time too.
Yeah.
You want to count Gunface as a professional?
I do.
Just because his name is Gunface?
Yeah. You should
think it's unprofessional.
Just because his name is Jewish?
What? It's not Gunface, man.
Oh.
No, he meant Jewish in his first name. Jewish Gunface. Isn't that the guy's name?
That's just me.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do we have our theme song?
Yes, we do.
All right, well, we're ready to start. I'm your host, Darren Mandel, and welcome everyone to Death or No Death.
Just like.
Well, and welcome everyone to...
This is a train wreck.
Well, I'm not a train wreck yet. Just wait. Sounds like Symphony of Destruction. All right. Let's
yeah, I think we're going to do without the theme music this time.
All right, round one, guys. Here's our categories. A Day at the Zoo, Sunshine on My Shoulder, Auschwitz the Old, In with the New, or 404 Page Not Found. I'm going to ask Noah to pick the category, please.
I'm going to pick 404 Page Not Found because that's the only one I can remember.
404 Page Not Found. Tell me the fake band that's named after a famous website.
Is it? We're going for the fake.
Always the fake. New rules. Always the fake band. A, Amazon. B, Deadspin. Or C, Metal Injection. Which band is fake? And we'll go to... let's go to our guest on the phone. Amazon, Deadspin, or Metal Injection?
Let's go with Deadspin.
All right.
Is that what
Deadspin,
it is?
Noah? Yeah, Deadspin. Noah?
I say Amazon.
Amazon. Sid?
I'm going to say Deadspin.
I'm going to say Amazon.
And the correct answer, the fake band is Deadspin. So, Sid and Trevor score. Now, I need someone to keep score
Travis.
Here. I said Travis score?
I take it you're from New England? Is that the case?
Close enough.
Everybody back there calls me Trevor. So.
As long as they don't call you late for dinner.
Rob, are you keeping score?
Yeah, I'm keeping score.
All right. Now,
by the way, I just want to say the band whose name is Metal Injection, our site came out before your band, and our site is way more popular than your shitty band.
And you knew about that.
So why did he quit ruining our Google SEO, all right?
So,
Rob, can I ask you to do me a favor?
No.
Could you minimize the chat room on your laptop there so you know you don't cheat?
Yeah.
They're all going to Google our answers.
Yeah.
All right.
My plan is foiled.
Sid, your turn to pick a category.
I'll go with the Auschwitz.
Auschwitz, the old, in with the new. Guys. Pick the fake band from these three horrifyingly anti-Semitic titles. A, Jew Stabber. B, Jew Baker. Or C, Jewicide. Travis.
Jew Baker?
Is that an answer or are you asking?
No, I'm asking. You're saying that, oh, and we're going for fake ones, right?
Right. Just one of these is fake. Two are real.
Jew Stabber, Jew Baker, and what was the last one?
Jewicide.
Jewicide. I would have to go with... shit.
One option.
I guess Jew... the last one.
Jewicide,
yeah.
Okay, Noah.
I picked Jewicide as well.
Noah says Jewicide. Sid?
I'm going to say Jew Stabber.
Jew Stabber.
I want to say Jew Baker.
Jew Baker. Well, the correct answer, the fake band, Jew Stabber. And Sid scores again.
On a roll, motherfuckers.
Right now.
What about Noah? What did Noah?
Noah said Jew Baker, right?
No, I said Jewicide.
Jewicide. Okay. Well, yeah. Sid has scored twice. It's 200 for Sid, 100 for Travis, and no one else on the board. All right. Now, Rob will pick a category. Sure. A Day at the Zoo, Sunshine on My Shoulder, or man parts?
I'm going to go with man parts.
Man parts. Which man? I figured we had lady parts last time, so I might as well throw man parts in. Which band is fake? Necrocock? Purulent sperm canal? Penis leech? Or engorged prostate? Three bands are real, one is fake. Travis.
I think I've heard of a few of those, so I think penis leech is the fake one.
Penis leech. Noah.
Engorged prostate.
Noah says engorged prostate. Sid?
I'm going to go with the expert and say penis leech.
Penis leech.
See, engorged prostate, that just seems like not metal enough to be a metal.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, I'm going to go with engorged prostate.
Engorged prostate. Well, guys, split down the middle again. Correct answer is engorged prostate.
Yes. Jesus.
Travis, you sold me out.
I'm sorry. I just figured penis leech was, I don't know. Engorged prostate sounded like one of those like Eastern European kind of bands. So
all right,
maybe
I'm
wrong.
Our guest. Travis, pick a category. We have a day at the zoo or a sunshine on my shoulder.
Let's go with the day at the zoo.
Day at the zoo. Tell me the fake band with an animal in the title. A. Fishhook abortion. B. AIDS wolf. C. Kitten rape. Or D. The unspeakable cult of goat penis. Three are real, one is fake. Let's start.
Can we hear them again?
Yeah, sure. Fishhook abortion, AIDS wolf, kitten rape, or the unspeakable cult of goat penis.
Rob, wasn't AIDS wolf your nickname in high school?
Oh, yeah. And wasn't kitten rape while you got kicked out? All right. Let's go to
one-two punch. Boom, boom.
We'll go to Travis first.
Now, this is the fake one. Which one's fake?
Always the fake one we're looking for.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's got to be kitten rape.
Kitten
Sounds
rape.
Too obvious.
Okay.
AIDS wolf.
AIDS wolf.
Kitten rape. Kitten
I'm going to go with kitten rape, too, because having the word kitten already makes it not metal.
All right, well, guys, the correct answer is, in fact, kitten rape.
Yeah.
Fake fans.
Nice.
I've definitely heard of AIDS wolf.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never
yeah,
heard
that's a band. Before.
Okay.
They're like an indie rock thing.
Right now is Sid 300. Trevor and I are Trevor.
Why is it got to be hundreds also? I don't understand.
Rob, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You know that?
Seriously, I've been dealing with that my whole life.
It's like yelling out the name of an ex-girlfriend when you're with your new girlfriend.
I'm
fucked
Travis.
Up.
Travis, though. Watch on the playback.
I just want to blame someone else. But,
okay.
Travis and myself are tied with 200, and no one has 100.
All right, so the final category of round one is Sunshine on My Shoulder. Guys, some death metal bands have seemingly innocuous or cute-sounding names. Tell me which one's fake. Autumn Leaves, Rainbow Street, or Sweet Cup and Cakes? Autumn Leaves, Rainbow Street, or Sweet Cup and Cakes? Travis.
Rainbow Street.
Rainbow Street, Noah?
Autumn Leaves?
Autumn Leaves.
I'm going to say Rainbow Street.
Rainbow Street.
What was the third one?
Sweet Cup and Cakes.
I'll say that one.
Sweet Cup and Cakes. Yeah. Well, the correct answer is Rainbow Street.
Nice.
And Sid and Travis score. I think Sid, you know, Sid is our Metal Injection Livecast game show champion. He's won 3 out of 4.
Because I'm sober.
And went to the finals.
That's over, too.
Yeah,
you guys are never fully sober. You've always got at least remnants of some kind of drug in you.
All right, it's time to move on to round two of our game.
All right, at the end of round one, just to give a recap of the scores, Sid is leading with 400 points. Travis is in second with 300. Rob in third with 200. And Noah lags behind with 100.
All right.
Girl.
And Noah's the anti-Sid because I don't think she's won any of our games yet. I think she's been in last each time.
She's too busy tweeting.
It's time to turn it around. Okay, we're going to score 200 points for each question now. Okay, let me read you the categories. Rotten to the Core, Christ on a Crutch,
Nice.
Endangered Feces, fun with fluids, or state of confusion? Let's let our guest Travis pick a category.
Fun with fluids. It's always my favorite.
Fun with fluids. Tell me the fake band out of these four disgusting bodily fluids. A, vomit remnants. B, ulcerous phlegm. C, putrefied pus. Or D, festering puke. Travis first.
I'm going to go with festering puke.
Festering puke. Noah.
What was the second one?
Second one, I'll read them all one more time. Vomit remnants, ulcerous phlegm, putrefied pus, or festering puke. Five seconds.
Okay, wait. I can't remember them. So can you just repeat it? Sorry.
Vomit remnants, ulcerous phlegm, putrefied pus, or festering puke.
I'll go with whatever the second one was.
Ulcerous phlegm.
Yeah, that one.
All right, Sid.
I will also say ulcerous phlegm.
Yeah, ulcerous phlegm for me as well.
Well, guys, guess what? You're all wrong. Correct answer to the fake band is putrefied pus. Sorry, nobody scores on that one.
I should have known the alliteration was too good to be true.
Let's go to Noah to pick a category. We have endangered feces, rotten to the core, Christ on a crutch, or a state of confusion?
State of confusion.
All right, guys. Tell me which is the fake band among these bands with U.S. states in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi Burning, Mutilated Corpse of Tennessee Williams, Kentucky Fried Christians, or New Jersey Department of Transportational Suicide. Let's start it off with Travis.
I'm gonna need those read back again. I'm sorry.
Oh sure, no problem. Mississippi Burning, Mutilated Corpse of Tennessee Williams, Kentucky Fried Christians, or New Jersey Department of Transportational Suicide.
Let's go with Kentucky Fried Christians.
Okay, Noah.
That New Jersey one is too good to be true. I'm going to say the New Jersey.
Okay, no, it's a D. Sid?
I'm going to go with Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee
Williams. I'm going to go also with New Jersey.
New Jersey Department of Transportation Suicide. Sid scores again. Mutilated Corpse of Tennessee Williams. Other three, perfectly real.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay, what's our score? Want to recap?
Sid leading with 600.
Mm-hmm.
Travis with 300. Rob with 200.
Noah with 100.
Stop rubbing it in.
At least Noah's on the point.
I just figured no kids these days know who the fuck a Tennessee Williams is. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Fair point. Sid's going to pick a category now. We have endangered feces, rotten to the core, and Christ on a crutch.
I'm going to go with Christ on a crutch because that's an actual band who I like a lot.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's not a good punk band.
They won't be in this category, but tell me the fake band with Jesus in the title. Jesus Anal Penetration. Jesus Mexicans, Jesus skewered on a rusty spork, or Jesus pissed in my gas tank.
I can't believe three of these are actual bands. These all sound like fake bands.
Yeah. Or you can look it up. All right.
Can we get those?
Yeah. Jesus Anal Penetration, Jesus Mexicans, Jesus skewered on a rusty spork, or Jesus pissed in my gas tank. Let's go to Travis.
I think, shit, what were they again?
I'll leave the Jesus out. Anal penetration,
yeah.
Mexicans, skewered on a rusty spork, or pissed in my gas tank. What did Jesus do?
I guess, Jesus Mexicans.
Okay, Noah?
Jesus skewered on a rusty spork.
Okay.
Mm. Skewered on a rusty spork. Okay.
I was just going to go on that one. With that one.
Okay. You all picked the same answer and you're all wrong. Jesus pissed in my gas tank. Fake band.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You know, the fake ones tend to be the best ones sometimes. All right. Let's go to Rob. You have two categories left, endangered feces and rotten to the core.
Endangered feces.
All right. Tell me the fake band among these bands related to shit.
Oh.
Shit smeared corpse. Dead whore fecal juice, sperm blood shit, or nail shitter? Travis.
The first two again.
Okay, I'll read them all one more time.
Oh, okay.
Shit-smeared corpse, dead whore fecal juice, sperm blood shit, or nail shitter?
The second one. Sperm
second
fecal
one, dead
juice.
Whore fecal juice. Right.
Dead, okay. Yeah.
Dead whore fecal
dead
juice.
Dead whore
fecal
juice, yeah.
I said fecal juice. Okay.
Yeah, dead whore fecal juice.
Sorry, dead whore fecal juice is a real band. Shit smeared corpse.
Oh.
Is the face.
Too I actually met one of the guys from Nail Shitter once.
Okay.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, yeah. He gave us some CDs, and we just, you know, it was hard to. It was hard to laugh at the band name when you're in a band called Cali Capitation, but it was pretty good.
He's not gonna badmouth a guy from Nail Shitter.
Exactly.
All right. Down to our last question. So this is going to be rotten to the core. I'll name four bands with the word rotting in the title. You tell me which one is fake. Ready? Rotting Womb, Rotting Virgin, Rotting Crucifixion, or Severe Anal Rotting Syndrome? Travis.
Severe Anal Rotting Syndrome.
Okay.
Rotting Crucifixion.
Okay.
Give me the names again, please.
Rotting Womb, Rotting Virgin, Rotting Crucifixion, or Severe Anal Rotting Syndrome.
Let me go with Rotting Virgin.
Okay.
Rotting Womb.
Rotting Womb. Well, guys, the correct answer, the fake band is Rotting Virgin.
Oh,
again. Let's get a final.
This isn't even close.
Let's get a final tally, please.
Dead with 800.
800.
Travis with 300.
That's actually a more than
that. With 200. No, with 100.
And guess what?
How much was the second round points?
200.
200. So I actually have 1,000.
But it wouldn't.
No, I counted. I've been calculating too.
Yeah, I see it right there on your screen.
Well, Sid wins anyway. All right. So we're going on to the lightning round with Sid and Travis.
Woo! What do I care?
All right. Let me explain. First of all, Sid has to leave the room now. And this time you got to go all the way out because you heard the whole thing last time.
So where am I going?
Can you go outside the door? We'll call you.
Go outside.
Sid just fell on his ass.
I did not fall on my ass.
Almost.
We have a caller on the line. It's been he's been staying there for a while. I feel kind of bad. Let's take this call really quick.
We'll take a call? All right. Go ahead. Sorry, Travis.
732, you're on the Zach Beats hotline. You're the buffer between the game and the finals. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on, 732? You've been on the line this long. You must have
Nothing. What's up? Just wanted to call, and, you know, I never called before, so I just wanted to see what's up.
Okay.
Well, we're actually in the middle of the game show.
Yeah, we'll call you.
Oh, really? I had my phone down. I wasn't listening.
All right.
So we're going to put you on hold again, and we'll take you when we're done.
No problem.
All right. So ready for the lightning round. Let me explain to our contestants what's going to happen. Sid's leaving the room now. He's going into our isolation booth. And while that happens, I'm going to read off the names of 30 bands.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Are we allowed to lock Sid in the isolation booth and hope that he doesn't get any oxygen?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right. And as I read each band, Travis, you're going to say real or fake.
Okay.
And whoever, and Sid will do the same list when he comes back, and whoever gets the most points wins, and that's it. So, Ryan, I need someone to keep score here, and I need a timer. You do the timer.
Okay, I can do that.
Rob, you score, okay? And when I read the first name, start the clock.
Okay,
who's going first?
You're going first.
Okay.
Sid's now locked up in a glass booth.
And how long do we have?
It's 2 minutes. Are we ready? Everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. Pissing Razors.
Real.
Real, correct. Lincoln Love Log.
Real.
Correct. Fossilized Rectum.
Fake.
Correct. Ass Suck.
Real.
Correct. Liberace's Asshole Trombone Ensemble.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Backstabbing Bastard.
Real.
Correct. Miserable Hermit.
Fake.
Real. Raping Private Ryan.
Real.
Fake. Deboweled and reassembled.
Real.
Fake. Hookers don't like to snuggle.
Nope.
Real, you said?
Yeah.
You real? No, that's real. Right, that's correct. Slaughtered infant.
Fake.
Real. Slaughtered messiah.
Fake.
Fake is right. Vomit erection.
Real.
Real, right. Taxicab dismemberment.
Fake.
Real. Blasphemous necroptic gore hole.
Real.
That's fake. Distorted prophecy.
What was it?
Distorted prophecy.
Real.
Fake.
30 seconds.
Aborted Hitler cock.
Fake.
Real. Festering Christ cunt.
Fake.
Real. Sloppy distended vagina.
Jesus. Real.
Fake.
10 seconds.
Fuck.
Give him some extra time because of delay, all right? Skewered savior.
Fake.
Fake is right. Flesh vomit.
Real.
Correct. Flesh whore.
Real.
Fake. Flesh craft.
Real.
Correct. Dismembered tranny hooker.
Fake.
Correct. Funeral rape.
Real.
Funeral gore. Correct. Sorry. Funeral gore.
Real.
Correct. Funeral spasm.
Fake.
Correct. Funeral holocaust.
Real.
Correct. Mangled dwarf.
Fake.
Correct. Toxic armpit.
Real.
Correct. Time. All right. How many did you get?
He got 18 correct.
18. More than half. I think that's pretty good. These are fucking crazy bands. All right.
I guess I'll go get Sid.
All right.
Good job.
Bring Sid in. As long as he's not shitting right now. Yeah, you actually did better than Gunface. Gunface got 16.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Gave you a couple of extra seconds because I know that you're...
Well, his questions for the other questions you guys asked him or that you had for the rest of his episode were way easier than this one. This is a pretty hard round.
I tried to amp it up a little bit because I felt like we're playing with real experts here. So.
No.
All right.
I listen to fucking...
You guys are fucking loud. I had to go outside, literally, like on the street almost.
Good, you got a little exercise. All right.
Too bad nobody kidnapped you.
Are you ready?
You'd never be able to finish the game.
I give him 18. Give him the same amount of time that
all,
he got. All right?
Which is what, like 20 minutes?
No.
I feel like I was down there in eternity.
2 minutes. It was supposed to be 2 minutes, so we gave him 2.5 minutes.
It was a little bit longer than 2 minutes.
No, it was 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Okay, fine. Give him that time.
Well, no, we should give him 2.5 minutes because Sid is not on a delay.
Well, give him the same amount of time. What's the difference?
Yeah. Right.
Fine. It's your show.
Are you ready? Start the clock when I read the first question, okay? Mm-hmm. Pissing razors.
Real.
Correct. Lincoln Love Log.
Fake.
Real. Fossilized rectum.
Real.
Fake. Ass suck.
Real.
Correct. Liberace's asshole trombone ensemble.
Fake.
Correct. Backstabbing bastard.
Real.
Correct. Miserable hermit.
Fake.
Real. Raping Private Ryan.
Fake.
Correct. Deboweled and reassembled.
Real.
Fake. Hookers don't like to snuggle.
Real?
Real is right. Slaughtered infant.
Real?
Correct. Slaughtered messiah.
Real?
Fake. Vomit erection.
Real?
Real. Taxicab dismemberment.
Fake?
Real. Blasphemous necroptic gore hole.
Fake?
Correct. Distorted prophecy.
Real?
Fake. Aborted Hitler cock.
Fake?
Real. Festering Christ cunt.
Real?
Real is right. Sloppy distended vagina.
Fake?
Correct. Skewered savior.
Real?
Fake.
Oh.
Flesh vomit.
Real?
Correct. Flesh whore.
Real?
Fake. Fleshcraft.
Real.
Correct. Dismembered tranny hooker.
Fake?
Fake. That's right. Funeral rape.
Real?
Real. Funeral gore.
Fake?
Real. Funeral spasm.
Real?
Fake.
Oh.
Funeral holocaust.
Real?
Correct. Mangled dwarf.
Real?
Fake. Damn it. Toxic armpit.
Fake?
Real.
Oh,
time.
Jesus.
How many?
Ah, you just missed it. You got 16.
Six.
Oh,
my trash is going off.
Yeah. Nice.
But Sid with a great showing again. I have to give you credit for that.
Yeah, Sid always coming in second in these, and you listen to metal the least out of all of us.
The Scapties bands aren't metal bands. I know Ass Suck. They're like
Ass Suck is a metal band.
They're like Grind.
Yeah,
they're like Grind.
But
you don't count Grind as metal. What do you count that as? Indie?
It's like hardcore, in my opinion.
They're like they were in the early '90s, so it was like before the genre.
Who do they have more in common with Sick of It All or Metallica? Come on. Sick of it all.
Neither.
No, but if you're going to pick a side.
Anyway, so Travis, thank you for taking the time to do this. And we wanted to take a few minutes. If anybody's in the chat room or anybody at home listening in want to ask Travis a question, I'm sure he's going to love this. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. We have 732 still on the line. Just wants to call in and say hello. 732.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's your name again?
I'm Liam.
Liam?
Yeah, Liam.
Did you have anything to say while you went back on hold?
I wanted to talk to Sid a little bit. I listened to Cynic the other day, and I'm really not sure if I like him that much.
You don't like them. Just admit, you don't have to pretend. Just say you don't like them. It's fine.
No, I'm on the fence. I'm trying to put a chance, but...
Sorry.
No, that was it. I'm on the fence.
I think you should like them. What do you like and not like about them?
The vocals are, I don't know, the vocals are kind of a turnoff for me because it's really not my style. But then again, my style is the kind of music that you guys don't like. Like, I like Attack Attack and the Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Wow.
How old are you?
17. I'll be 17 in 3 months.
Okay, you'll outgrow those bands.
You should listen to Carol Decapitation.
Don't throw into Cynic, though, please.
Start listening to Carol Decapitation, and then call it.
Well, I have to say, I'm not the world's biggest Cynic fan, but if it was either or between Attack Attack and Cynic, you got to go Cynic.
No, you know what? If it was either or between Attack Attack and Cynic, read a fucking book instead. Please.
Travis, have you heard Attack Attack?
No, absolutely not, but I don't see anything coming up against Cynic. There's just no way.
Cool. Yeah, no, but no, Attack Attack, they are the epitome of awfulness.
I have to agree with you guys, though, on the video for Stick Stickly. That is just the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they should have let some of their friends see that before they, you know, let everybody else.
It all just looks like they really have to go to the bathroom. There's just the power squatting is so unnecessary.
Trying really, really hard.
It's like a cross between, like, Striper, Immure, and, like, I don't know, people taking a shit.
Please don't play the song.
Do you guys not like Immure?
I don't like
Immure. Absolutely not.
I've never heard of
Immure. Do you like Immure, buddy?
They're okay. I like Immure. I have friends that really like Immure.
You don't have to have the same taste as us. If you don't say no, cool. I'll say no. But they bet they suck.
I mean, we're more mature. We've heard more metal, so we're kind of like over it. You know?
Yeah, I guess, you know.
All right, well, we're going to try to get to some other calls. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks for just hanging out and waiting your turn.
All right, thank you. No problem. I just want to tell you guys, like, I always look forward to hearing the show every week. It's really funny. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
I appreciate it.
And keep giving Cynic a chance. Okay, we'll...
No.
He's clearly not in the chat.
217, I think this is a snake again.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I had a question for Travis.
Oh, what's
your
name?
Huh?
What's your name?
It's Joe again. I just remembered I had a question for Travis.
What's going on?
Well, on the Mayhem, I saw you guys were going to be on I wanted to see you guys in the Blackenfest in... couple months ago, I was wondering if like you could tell us like the true story of what actually happened with the Blackenfest. We haven't really gotten much of an answer of what happened with you guys dropping off the tour withered and
Oh yeah, that was a big it was kind of a big nightmare. What it came down to was this band, the opening band, well, it all started when fucking Marduk's bus or
Marduk never showed up. They should have sent their bus home, and nobody ever sent their bus home. So there was, those things are really expensive. Like, we don't take buses for a reason. They're just too, it's stupid to do that. We had our van. We were actually the only band on the tour that had a van. So we actually probably could have kept going, but when we got to Denver, basically all the bus drivers had said, look, we haven't been paid, so either we get paid or you guys are fucking being left here. And that was Cephalic Carnage's hometown, so they just decided to just stay behind because we were just hearing too many weird conflicting things from the Mayhem camp of possibly, you know, leaving and going on without us. And then it was, no, we'll take Cattle Decapitation, but everybody else has to leave. We just can't afford the tour anymore. It basically just comes down to money, man. And these kind of tours don't make anything, and they don't, you know, that's why people really have to go out and support, because it's just nearly impossible to keep going after a while when, you know, every promoters are flaking out or just shit happens like crazy. Tons of shit happens on the road. And we just basically made the call of, you know what, it sucks, but we've been gone for 2.5 months at that point, and we just said, fuck it, let's go home. This is just too much. And what are we going to be halfway to Montreal, and all of a sudden we get, you know, we find out, nah, Mayhem is going on by themselves. You know, it's just too much weird bullshit. So everybody in the whole tour basically made the conscious decision to just leave the tour.
So are you guys coming to Chicago anytime soon, though? I wanted to see you guys at that tour.
Actually, yeah, we're coming that way with Soulfly. I think we're playing Chicago. I'm not sure. I'm not completely positive. I would just visit our website.
We have dates right here, and you are playing Chicago on October 13th at the Bottom Lounge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Ryan Peterson. Yeah, we're playing the Bottom Lounge in Chicago on October 13th with Soulfly, Prong, and Mutiny Within. So
I have to say, that's not the most metal name of a lounge.
All right, thanks for calling in, Joe. We have another caller, 714. You're on the line. What's your name, buddy?
Oh, hi. I'm Camel Toe of Doom.
Oh. Hello, Camel Toe of Doom. Sid Dye's just with us.
Anytime we have a female caller, I get excited because it's shocking.
Ginger's been replacing Sid's eyes.
Well, are you closer to us than Rochester? Anyway.
No answer. All right, Kim. Yeah. So do you have a question for Travis?
Are they coming anytime to California by any chance? Or did they already pass?
Oh, no. We have October 1st, Santa Ana. September 30th at the Key Club, and then October 1st at the Galaxy.
Oh,
how about
sweet.
This, guys?
That's
anyone
right
calling? Right. Anybody calling in about if they're playing? I'm going to post the tour dates on the site right after the show is over, so you can all just right. Check out all the places they're playing, so we can avoid these questions. Is that cool? Not that it was a bad question, Camel, so I understand. I mean,
well, also, I mean, she wants to see them in California. You guys live in California, right?
You guys,
yeah, we play here all the time.
Just give her your address, and she'll just drive on over and hang out with you for a little while. Maybe she'll
we can do a private show. You can bring your friends.
Wow.
They're doing bar mitzvahs starting
$2,000.
Nice.
Camel Toe hung up. She was embarrassed. Thank you for calling in, Camel Toe.
Thank you.
All right, anybody in the chat room have any questions of the F Mercenary asks if you're a fan of Max Cavalera and if you're excited to tour with him.
Actually, yeah, our drummer is a huge Sepultura fan. He has a Sepultura tattoo on his somewhere, I think on his arm or something, and is a ridiculously huge fan. He's from Chile, and he grew up, you know, down there going to the 20,000 people soccer arenas filled with fucking metalheads going crazy. So he's really excited to meet Max and hang out, do a tour with them. I mean, from what I've heard about him and Gloria, they are really cool people, sounds like, so we should have a good time.
Yeah. And
I'm actually really, I gotta say, I'm really stoked to tour with Prong. I was a huge fan when I was a kid, so it's going to be kind of cool to see them every night. And we've hung out with Tommy Victor a couple of times before, and he's really into the band, so he's
it's going to be really cool to finally tour with them. We've been trying to do stuff for a while now.
And you never know, Madonna might be coming to one of your shows because he plays guitar for her, right? He's in like her band or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When she, because that's how, I don't know if you saw, but like they did a riff of Pantera a few months ago
at Live 8.
Unfortunate.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
But Madonna was playing guitar, and it was like, you know,
she played Walk, right?
Yeah, like a few riffs off, and like the internet blew up. Yeah. Like, how dare she?
But that's so stupid. That's good. That shows that
what?
Metal is mainstream.
No,
you know what I think this could lead to? This could lead to a full-on Pantera reunion with Madonna on lead guitar. Instead of Mind Valve. What do you think?
I think it might work. I think there's money.
I'd go see that.
Sid, the internet just blew up.
Yes.
All right, we got another call from Jumpman Hat. Jumpman Hat, you're on the line. You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
You need to speak up. It's very low.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, good enough.
Do you have a question for Travis?
Yeah, I saw you guys on in Vancouver. That was great.
Nice.
If you remember that, can you remember that?
Westminster Hall?
Yeah.
Remember that? That
Westminster.
Yeah.
So yeah,
what was that?
How about kick ass. can you recommend any like awesome unknown black metal bands to listen to?
not completely my forte because I mean I'm in a few of the they're like more well known now though, you know, like Cribane or Leviathan and that kind of stuff. I'm actually really into the United States, some of the United States underground black metal, but that shit really kind of blew up really, really huge. And so as far as really underground shit, that's like a question for our guitar player. You gotta check out Portal from fucking Australia. I mean, they're kind of big now too, but Portal's the shit. Check that band out. They're fucking cool.
Cool, man. All right. Thanks for your question. And we're going to move on. One more question. 905, you're on the line with Travis. What's your name?
Hi, it's Perry.
Who's
all the way from Canada. Perry.
Oh. Big, nice. Canadian. Epic. You have a question for Travis?
No, I just actually wanted to thank you guys for your post on Metal Injection. Like, I just recently visited this website and I just thought I'd drop by and say hi. And actually, Travis from Cattle Decapitation, I just recently started listening to you guys a couple of weeks ago. I thought it was a great band.
Cool. Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you.
See, Rob, you're opening them up to new audiences.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'd like to do more. It's just next time I go to Canada, I gotta go to the consulate first and Los Angeles, and it's going to be a big, huge ordeal. I got to get a rehabilitation application filled and completed. I got a DUI when I was in, like, oh, God, it was like 2000 or something like that, like almost 10 years ago. And it wasn't even a DUI. I got it reduced in court to something, to just reckless driving or whatever. But so to them, it's a DUI. So every time I go through there, I got to pay $250. And this last time, the chick said, "Next time you come up here, we're putting you in jail." So before I go to Canada again, I gotta get that thing cleared. It's totally ridiculous. I haven't been in trouble for anything ever since. It's fucking stupid. So, but they're doing something right. They have way less crime up there, and it's a nice place. People are just super fucking nice up there.
You're preventing some old lady from getting health insurance because your money is gonna pay for her. Like. You know, for hip replacement or something. Yeah. How is the health insurance in Canada? Is it all right?
What?
You get good health care? Good drugs?
How does he know? He lives here.
Perry might know.
Perry.
Oh, Perry. I don't even try to
not try.
I'm Queen. Hey, I don't do that stuff, man. Ontario.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Ontario is like the 51st state. It's not even like Canada, really.
Yeah. Well, Perry, thank you so much for checking out the site and your kind words. And sure, Cattle Decapitation appreciates
the
support. What's that?
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh. All right, cool. Yeah, so once again, if you want to call and talk to Travis, I'm sure he's getting a little annoyed now, so you better make it quick. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Sid actually had a very interesting question to ask you, Travis. I don't know if you'll still want to ask
it. What was the question? I don't remember. There were a few jokey questions I came up with. I don't remember. You want to say the question for me?
Okay. The lyrics of Cattle Decapitation are, you know, like about...
actually, you know what? Let me just say this, because you're going to take an hour.
All right.
just to give you my background, I'm more into the punk rock than the metal, so I'm not super familiar. I know the name of your band, but I'm not super familiar with what you guys are about. So Rob explained to me that apparently what Rob said was that every single song you ever wrote is about animals rising up and killing humans. This is what Rob said. It's true.
I didn't say every song.
You said pretty much every single song. You said every single song.
This is a lie.
You told me every single song.
I said you guys have songs about
No, you said every song.
No, I didn't.
No, it's a harmless exaggeration. That's fine.
I love
not true.
That was. That's great.
So my thing was, if it's not true, then I guess it sort of makes the question moot. I guess I shouldn't even ask it if this is a dirty lie that Rob told me. Do you have any songs about animals rising up and killing humans?
No, we have plenty of T-shirts that depict that. I don't think there's any songs necessarily.
Have you ever heard this album?
Oh, wait, there is. I'm sorry. There is. There's a song about, that's not right. I was going to say there's a song about sharks eating people, but called Chumified. But that's not really it. It's more of people killing people to feed the sharks. Mm-hmm. So that's I guess that's really...
Forget everything I said.
So then what are some of the themes behind your lyrics?
Well, I guess the downfall of humanity and Armageddon and our first couple of records dealt more with animal cruelty and slaughterhouse scene kind of stuff, and so there's only so much you can really talk about that. So after the first couple of records, basically our whole Metal Blade discography has just been a little more spotty, but the whole eventual outcome is just talking shit to people in a general context without any bias towards religion or race or anything.
Like the video for Body Farm when you put out. It looked like a viral video at first. A few people bought it.
Well, see, that was the thing, was we put it out, or we put out the release, the news bit first, and then we brought in the video later, and we did that about 6 hours later. We figured when we showed people the video that they would get it and be like, it's a big fucking ploy to get you to watch their video or whatever, you know. What it was for us was just more of like artistic, more so than a publicity stunt. It was more of just like an artistic way of presenting our new video, you know, kind of Black Blair Witch Project esque, you know, or War of the World style, you know, just trying to make everybody think it's real.
Yeah,
it's a performance video.
Yeah,
it was just kind of a cool intro. It was a cool way to unveil it or whatever, however the fuck you want to say it. But what really sucked was I was getting texts and people were getting emails and texts. This is really fucked up. Troy, our previous bass player, his grandfather caught wind of it within about 2 hours, and nobody knows how. Nobody knows. He's like this old Norwegian man who lives like 40 miles from here. There's absolutely no way or rhyme or reason why this guy should have heard about this, and he caught wind of it and called Troy practically in tears, saying, "Please, please tell me that you're not affiliated with this, please." You know, like freak it out on him, and then Troy calls me all pissed off, and I'm like, you know what, we better pull the plug on this. That was pretty extreme. Getting texts from people saying, hey man, we're behind you, bro, we're behind you 100%,
oh man, I'm really, it really sucks to hear about this, and seeing people go, you know, email us saying, no, please say this isn't going to break up the band and shit. And I was just like, ooh, that's a weird byproduct that we didn't really foresee. So we kind of, you know, pulled the plug on it a little too soon. I think we could have gone at least another day, but people were starting to realize that there's no such thing as a fucking Channel 12 News in San Diego. That's actually a Telemundo station right 5 miles south of where I live, is in Tijuana, Mexico, and there is a Channel 12 News there, but not in San Diego.
It's all on the bottom. I mean, it's all bullshit. It's all just like...
Oh, it's total bullshit. But there's still people that emailing me saying, well, brother, we're standing behind you 100%, man. You know, that's fucked up. People are stupid, you know, like...
people don't get, like, sarcasm. You know,
why do they always have to blame Marilyn Manson and shit? And I'm like, whatever, dude.
Well, we have the video in its entirety with the news piece still on Metal Injection. That might be where your guitarist dad heard about it. But, you know. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to do this and call us up with such short notes.
Thank you very much.
You've been a fantastic sport.
Thank you.
And make sure to check out Cattle Decap when they're on tour with Prong and Soulfly starting at the end of this month. And there's a guy in the forum that just will not shut up. I mean, in the chat room, that will not shut up. Thor God, he keeps asking if you guys will ever come to Montreal. Eventually, it'll happen, right?
Oh, yeah. I got to get that thing taken care of, and we'll be right back up there. I mean, we've been there the past couple of years, two or three times. But we'll be back up as soon as possible. I just got to get this stupid thing taken care of. I mean, I just don't want to chance anything, you know, actually set up dates and then come to the border and then put me in jail or just deny us or whatever, because, you know, that would suck. I'd rather just do the responsible thing and get it taken care of. So I'll be doing that soon.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling in, and we're going to play Body Farm.
Cool. Thanks.
See you later, buddy.
Thank you.
Take it easy, man. Thanks a lot, you guys.
come on, help. You're moving to Wednesdays. What do I think about it? I think it sucks. Wednesday's the day that I get together with all the ladies in my neighborhood and plan out tea parties so we can fight this stupid Obama Muslim and his death panel for old people. Now, I gotta send some fachacha schmuck to watch to monitor your show instead of me doing it myself. Seth!
That was Mrs. Divitelli. She doesn't like the fact that we're on Wednesday. How do you feel about it?
We want to know how Ginger feels about it.
We only have a few minutes left in the show, 4 minutes to be exact.
His cyber girlfriend.
Give us a call, 646-929-1357. I thought this was a pretty great first Wednesday show.
Yeah,
we had
a good time.
We had two celebrity guests.
Mm-hmm.
We had Snake from Alexa.
Oh, three. Rob, you're a celebrity.
Patrick Swayze,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'm on the show every week. So
fine.
Patrick Swayze, we had Snake from A Life Once Lost, and we also had Travis, of course, from Cattle Decapitation, who was a great sport, played Death and No Death with us.
You know who's going to be mad at you now
for
not mentioning him? Thor Shredstein.
Oh, that's right, Thor Shredstein.
He wasn't live, though.
Yeah, no, he just called in. Anyway, I want to thank all the people in the chat room as well, making the show entertaining for us during the music breaks.
And kind of distracting us as usual.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we just played a new Converge song, Axe to Fall, which you can download, I believe, on spin.com or something like that. You can download the MP3. And Jose Reyes is in the chat room. He's asking me if I want free tickets to a Met game.
How come Rob gets free tickets?
Jose Reyes, no, I don't, because it'll just be the most boring, upsetting thing ever.
No, take the tickets and then scalp them.
Oh,
no one will buy them.
No one will buy them.
Oh, really?
That's
why?
He's giving them away for free.
The Mets had a horrible season. They had 9,000 people on the deal.
Me and Darren are saddled with tickets to another Met game that I'm
going.
I don't know what to go.
Rob Meaty Ball says that he thought the show was later, and that's what he gets for being high listening to the show.
Yeah.
Rob Meaty Ball, don't you worry, because we're going to put the archive up very, very soon. Within a half an hour, it'll be up. And, that's it. What do we got? What's going on next week? We got any big plans for next week?
Hilarity. We are going on Saturday. We're going to see Children of Bodom.
Oh yeah, we're going to see Children of Bodom. Black Dahlia Murder. I'm gonna corner Trevor.
I don't know.
So what
invited.
The fuck is this week?
You know,
I wasn't invited.
Well, what the
you
fuck?
You
guys don't count as a part of the week. You're talking about me and Rob.
A few kid AIDS.
So yeah, so we are going together, and hopefully we'll have funny stories to share.
Probably not.
Yes.
And then on Monday, I'm going to see Gojira. I'm very excited for that in Burst.
Me. Ooh, Burst.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Burst.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Oh.
The first metal podcast in history that has mentioned Alan Burst.
Should be more Alan
Burst. All right. Let's go. Let's wrap things up here. Once again, thank you to everybody in the chat room. Thank you to Darren for coming up with another great edition of Death or No.
Yay, Darren.
My pleasure.
Thank you for Noah.
I want to say something. Here we go. That's going to piss Noah off.
Good.
If someone just said Children of Bodom sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody wants Alexi to be kicked in the balls. I even like Children of Bodom, so.
Yeah.
Maybe but that yeah. means they really suck. If I like them.
Do you like them because Alexi reminds you of me?
I've never seen.
Oh, that's actually a good question. If you had the opportunity, would you fuck Alexi because he's kind of looks kind of close to Noah?
I'm only attracted to Noah's looks and nobody else's.
Oh, I just want to point out that Ginger's favorite band is Gojira. And Ginger, my favorite band is Gojira, too. Maybe we should,
Really, your favorite band is Gojira?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since it's Ginger's favorite
band.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what? My ultimate favorite band is Pink
Floyd. Oh,
but
my God, you're a fucking
if
douche.
If you look at the Last FM, if you look at my Last FM scrabbles, Gojira is up there.
Whatever.
They're in my top five.
Were you even alive the last time they were together as a band?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I don't believe
yes, I was.
This, is
a Ginger
well, the wall,
all original members other than Syd Barrett?
What is the difference? The music is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall came out 1 year before he was born.
Exactly. So Rob doesn't know.
What does that mean? Rob doesn't know. What?
I'll
live whatever I want. Loser. Why don't you go fuck yourself,
fuck
dude?
You.
With your you fucking
a dick.
Hermaphrodite.
Chew on a dick.
Oh, no.
Chew on a dick.
All right. That's our show. And thank you for listening, and tune in next week. And remember, you can download the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you're wasting your time. Piotr!
One more thing, though. One more thing. Can I say one more thing?
Sit there after that.
If you're under 40 years old and you claim that Pink Floyd is your favorite band, stop being a fake.
What's fake about
it? Bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
Let it go.
Why am I just being trendy by Pink Floyd?
Just pick something from your fucking generation. They're not talking to you.
What is the difference?
They're not talking to you, man.
Sure they are.
They're not talking to me.
I think they're talking to me.
Living a life of quiet frustration is the British way. Are you British?
Yeah. I can totally relate to that.
You don't even know what they're saying half the time.
Yeah, well, it's not death metal. Fucking Pink Floyd.
Exactly. So
I
what
know
what
they're saying.
Stick to what you know.
I know Pink Floyd. It's great.
Cookie Monster.
It's wonderful.
Stick to Cookie Monster.
I don't like Cookie Monster. You really scared me.
Yeah. Let it go. Phony.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Phony.
Phony. Go fuck yourself.
You're phony.
Go fuck yourself.
You're a dirty phony.
You're a fuck yourself.
Okay. At least I'm not a phony fuck myself.
I win.
Millions watching on RTL. Let's get ready to rumble! Millions watching on RTL. Let's